Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Paul Marriott there, and Love is Blue. That was his 1968 hit, probably his best-known tune there. Sarah Vaughan before that from the 1950s and Broken-Hearted Melodies. Percy Faith in there with The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, and Sven LeBeck did Hear You Come Again, and Ron Goodwin did Every Woman in the World. And Lex de Azevedo started that set off with Baby Come to Me. And for some reason, somebody just wanted to come in and sing a song to you. So I decided to let him. He decided he wanted to play his bass fiddle at the same time. So here we go. That's lovely.
Propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. That's water, of course.
Of course.
Ecstatically, 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 ecstatically. Existence is but an illusion.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Here's the Baja Marimba Band flying high. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. I assure you nothing's wrong at KHB Radio right now, but the Electric Indian and Kimo Sabe will take us up to the top of the hour. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? It's going to be great.
The sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Now, did that one sound familiar? Because here it is in its original state. English teachers all over the world have asked me not to play that song ever again, but, you know, I do it anyway because it's a good song, but it's just lousy English. Of course, they're taking poetic license there. That's Lobo with Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. And, of course, if you were to do it in proper English, it would be You, Me, and a Dog Named Bee. So they would have to change the whole dynamic of the song to make it work. Anyhow, Frank Chaxfield's version of that started this hour off of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, the second hour of episode 299. Glad to have you with us. I'm Eric O'Brien, and if you're looking for something historic to recognize, in 1929, on February 11th, the Vatican became a sovereign nation. On February 12th of 1870, women in the Utah Territory won the right to vote. On February 13th, 1826, the American Temperance Society was formed in Boston, Massachusetts. On February 14th, 1826, the U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Marshall declared that any act of Congress that conflicts with the Constitution is void. It seems that was more recent than that, doesn't it? Let's see. February 15th, 399 BC, philosopher Socrates is sentenced to death in Athens for corrupting the minds of the youth in the city. And all I did was play You, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. On February 16th, in the year 600, Pope Gregory the Great declared God bless you as the proper response to a sneeze. There you go. And on February 17th, let's see, what year would this be? 1815, President James Madison signed the Treaty of Ghent, ending the War of 1812. And there you have it, on these dates in history. Here's Lex de Azevedo and Time After Time. Lots of time there. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Some of the best music ever recorded is right here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Okay, Jess, let's get ready to stomp. There you go. You did it. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Old joke there with Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass doing Spanish Flea. Jessica Messmer and I in high school used to do the big at the end of the guitar part there. Yeah. Paul Marriott before that, One-on-One. Ronnie Aldridge, Somebody's Knocking. Daniel Rodman with Joanna, John Gregory with City of New Orleans, and Lex de Azevedo with Time After Time After Time After Time. I'm Eric O'Brien, and I'm not nuts as I may seem, and Dateline, Florida. Let's see here. A Florida Arts Foundation is offering a $2,000 reward for the safe return of a 60-pound fiberglass turtle sculpture stolen from a local trail. The Palm Coast Arts Foundation said Quilty, the sixth 5-foot-long turtle sculpture in the group's Turtle Trail, located in the Grand Haven Condo Association's Creekside Park in Palm Coast, was taken between January 27th and 31st of this year. Quilty was dedicated in October 2019 and was so liked by thieves that she's now missing. The foundation said in a Facebook post, a quilter by the name of Pat Verhagen, owner of the 1.1-acre park and sponsor of the missing sculpture, reported her theft. Nancy Crouch, meanwhile, executive director of the Palm Coast Arts Foundation, said police are reviewing security camera footage from the nearby Paradise landscaping business in the hopes of identifying the thief or thieves. And as I said, they are offering $2,000 in return. So there you go. Meanwhile, this is one of those things where, you know, you might get more than you pay for when you pay for it. You get your money's worth. That's for sure. A drawing purchased for $30 at a yard sale recently was valued at more than $10 million after being identified as a previously unknown work by German Renaissance artist Albrecht Dürer. Yeah, you say it twice. The London-based Agnews Gallery said Clifford Shorer, a Boston-based art collector and consultant for the gallery, was in a Massachusetts bookstore in 2019 when the owner asked him to take a look at the drawing purchased by his friend. Well, the bookseller told Shorer that the drawing, which had been purchased for $30 at a yard sale in 2017, might be an original. Shorer said he was skeptical, but he visited the owner, who wished to remain anonymous, a few weeks later and was shocked to see the drawing titled The Virgin and Child appeared to be the work of the artist who died in 1528. And so there you go. So he spent 3 years traveling the world to verify the authenticity of the piece, which probably drove the price up a little bit. The art collector said experts agree that the technical age analysis places the drawing right in the time period, and the piece bears the hallmarks of Durer's work. Now, isn't that something? Buy something for $30 and it's worth $10 million. That's something you do just about every day, right? Here's Spyro Gyra and Morning Dance. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hey, this is Brooke, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. ¶¶
Now, I play this totally for comic relief here. This is truly going to entertain you, I think.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, and I feel like loving you.
I hear you laughing.
Love, you're such a sweet thing, good enough to heat things, and that's just what I'm gonna do. Ooh, love to hold you. Ooh, love to kiss you. Ooh, love, I love it so. Ooh, love, you're sweeter, sweeter than sugar. Ooh, love, I won't let you go. Yummy, 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 I got love in my tongue. And as silly as it may seem, the loving that you're giving is what keeps me living. Oh, peaches and cream, kinda like sugar, kinda like spices, kinda like what you do. Kinda sounds funny, but love is funny. I love you. Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy, that your love can satisfy. Love, you're such a sweet thing, good enough to heat them and sweep them. That ain't no lie. Ooh, love to hold you. Ooh, love to kiss you. Ooh, love, I love it so. Ooh, love, you're sweeter, sweeter than sugar. Ooh, love, I want.
That was originally done by the Ohio Express in 1968, and Julie London followed up with that version later that year and made it sort of serious. I mean, the original version was yummy, 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 you know, and I mean, so it was kind of silly. They also did Chewy, 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 which never made sense to me either. before that, Lex de Azevedo with a Beatles cover called She Loves You, and Spyro Gyra in there with a happy song called Morning Dance, and it's probably more appropriate that it be played in the morning, but what the heck, we played it in the afternoon, too. Here's Peter Appleyard and Wave, Antonio Carlos Jobim classic there. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy, and sometimes cheesy. Thank you.
The music is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
The music here doesn't hurt. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Relaxing and easy. I don't remember the original by Julian Lennon having that much musical integrity. That was Sven Lepek's version with Too Late for Goodbyes. He gave it more musical integrity than it had ever had. Tony Fisher before that and The Big Hurt. David Snell at the harp before that with Cloud Nine. David Whittaker and Summer Sambas. John Fox with Lonely People. And Peter Appleyard did wave. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, good to see you. Yes. Oh, not that kind of wave. Okay. Anyhow, here we are on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Just about to coming up to the end of the program here. And it's a good thing because I've lost my ability to talk all of a sudden. But, help me out here. Okay, can it? Thank you. And here's Lex de Acevedo and Half the Way, originally a Crystal Gayle song, here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you. We've reached the end of another program, and portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint, and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is episode number 299.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Date night at the movies.
I got popcorn.
Shh. Sorry.
And some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org.
And some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed.
Four, six. 6, 8, 5, 4, 2. 6, 8, 5, 4, 2. 1, 7, 5, 0, 7. 1, 7, 5, 0, 7. 3, 9, 3, 9, 8. 3, 9, 3, 9, 8. 3, 2, 3, 4, 8. 3, 2, 3, 4, 8. 5, 9, 3, 7, 8. 5, 9, 3, 7, 8. 7, 0, 6, 3, 6. 7, 0, 6, 3, 6.
Human ear hole for chop chop, for ear hole for human for chop 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 chop.
Welcome to Chimpokomon Toy Corporation. Please state name.